跟弟兄姐妹，现场弟兄姐妹以及线上弟兄姐妹呢，来问安。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, blessings to brothers and sisters here in person and brothers and sisters that join us online.
今天晚上呢，我们要靠着圣灵的带领，以及生活上读经的一些体验呢，来跟大家一起学习神的话。
With the power of Holy Spirit, I would like to share some of my reflections from Bible study.
那我们求神带领我们今天晚上的聚会。
We are going to ask God to guide us through this evening service.
好，我们今天用一个题目哈，称谢神呢，来跟大家互相来学习。
I would like to use the topic of give thanks to the Lord as our mutual encouragement.
那我们今天呢会比较 focus， 我们比较利用，我们就用诗篇107篇呢跟大家一起来做互相的勉励。
And our focus would be on Psalm 107.
好，因为感谢神本来就是应该做的事情。
And it is our duty to give thanks to God.
好，那我们今天要把它缩小一个范围呢，用107篇诗篇的107呢，跟大家我们互相来学习这个道理。
Today we would like to study this topic based on Psalm 107.
好，来107哈，107第一节。
Let us turn to Psalm 107, verse 1.
第一节，你们要称谢主，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
It says here, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
107篇的第一节就告诉我们说，我们为什么要感谢称谢神。
Verse 1 here gives us a reason why we should give thanks to the Lord.
好，这边讲到因为他本为善。
The reason is for he is good.
英文用 good, 也就是说这个是因为他是好的。
For he is good, therefore we should give him thanks.
好，那谁会给我们在我们日常当中，谁会给我们善呢？好的事情呢
？In our daily lives, who shower this blessing of goodness upon our daily life?
对，我们一想到就是我们的好朋友，我们的朋友
could be our friend.
我们可能接受别人的服务
they could give us services.
也许是我们的家人。
It could be our family members that treat us well.
也许是我们的朋友，是我们的父母亲。
Could be our parents.
对，这些都是为善的。
And they are always doing us good.
哈，所以说我们要谢谢嘛，我们要谢谢这些提供给我们的，不管是好朋友或是我们的这个父母亲。
And if they treat us well, we should give them thanks.
好，今天这位神呢，一样是这么的好。
And our God is also good.
那所以当然要称谢他。
And therefore, we should moreover give him thanks.
好，再下来我们看另外一个原因。紧接下来读的说，他的慈爱永远长存。
Second reason is for his mercy endures forever.
我们看刚才我们说到，不论是朋友，不论是父母给我们的好呢，都是有限度，而且是有时间限制的。
We just mentioned that our parents, our friends, their goodness has a certain limitation to it.
但是神的好呢，是永远长存。
However, the goodness of God endures forever.
这个是我们要称谢神的一个最大重点。
And this is one of the greatest focus point that we should be thanking our God for.
因为呢，我们这位神呢，会永远都对我们这么好，这么的慈爱。
For he will forever treat us well.
而且他对我们的慈爱呢，会永远的一直存续下去，不会因为时间而改变的。
And this goodness that he gives us does not change as time lapses.
所以我们从第一节看到，我们称谢神是因为这两个原因。
And therefore, verse 1 gives us these two reasons why we should give thanks to him.
因为这两个原因才是称谢神的最重要的一个目的。
For this is the reason as well as the purpose why we should be giving him thanks.
好，紧接下来我们看，那谁要称谢神呢？
Next point is who should be giving thanks to the Lord.
第二节
，verse two.
第二节，愿主的赎民说这话，就是他从敌人手中所救赎的。
Says here, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the land of the enemy.
好，这边讲到了哈，谁要说这话？这话就是称谢神的话，赎民哈 ，redeemed.
And here says those who are redeemed should say so.
好，我们想想说。这些赎民到底是谁
？And let's ponder who are these redeemed.
这边有解释哦。紧接下来说，他是从这个神呢，从敌人手中呢所救赎出来的。
And verse 2 says, "These are the redeemed from the hands of the enemy."
啊，今天我们可以想想，其实总的来说就是我们。
Generally speaking, this refers to us.
好， 我们要强调的那个字哈，救赎，把我们从敌人手中救赎出来的这个动作。
And we want to focus on this word redemption, that is the action to redeem us from enemy.
好，这个救赎的动作呢，是一个完全的。
And this redemption is a perfect.
是一个永远的。
And it's forever.
所谓的救赎，就是把这个人拉出来之后，再也不会回去原来的地方，这个叫救赎哈。
And when God redeems us, we do not go back to the original place.
好，我们看路德记。
Let's take a look at Luke.
我们在读路德记的应该到第四章了嘛，哈。
Ruth chapter 4.
好，第四章的第六节。
Ruth chapter 4 verse 6.
好，我们第四章的第六节，路德记第四章的第六节。
Ruth 4:6.
好，那你大家一幕就可以看得到哈。当时的我们可以看到，当时的波阿斯要赎出什么？要把路德呢赎出来。
We can see at the time Boaz was trying to redeem Ruth.
好，什么意思？也就是要把路德呢拿回来属于自己的人。
Yeah, meaning that he would pay a price to redeem her.
对，让路德再也不用，因为她是摩押女子，再回去了，不需要了。
So that she no longer need to go back to her birthplace.
好，我们可以看到说，这个救赎，这个赎这个字是一个重点字哈。
And this redemption is a key word.
不是交换的哦。
It's not to swap.
因为交换的，有一天你会被再换回去。
For situation of swapping, you one day may be swapping back.
赎是全部拿回来，一个完全数，一个完全的动作。
To redeem has no time limitation.
所以换句话也就告诉我们说，这样的赎的一个动作呢，是一个生命上的改变。
And this redemption has a fundamental change to life.
这个赎的动作呢，会使得被赎的身份上的改变。
And with redemption, one's status changes.
我们刚才讲过了，这个赎的动作呢，会使这个人呢永远的改变。
And when one is being redeemed, he is changed forever.
对我们的信仰来说，我们的身份改变了，因为主耶稣赎了我们。
As for faith, when we are redeemed, then our status changes.
今天我们的盼望，我们变成有盼望的一个人。
And we become someone who has hope.
而且这个盼望呢，是一个永远的盼望，不会断掉的。
And this hope is forever.
所以因此呢，告诉我们说，赎民们，你要讲什么？你要讲称谢神的，称谢主的话。
And therefore, here says the redeemed should give thanks to the Lord.
所以今天我们到这边要想一想了。
We have to ponder on this question.
对，今天我们是不是真的很感谢神，感谢我们的主耶稣，用着他的宝血将我们赎出来？
Do we have
这个问题
？Do we indeed thank him for redeem us with his precious blood?
还是我们只是感谢说？神啊，给我一个很好的工作，我感谢神。
Or we do we only give thanks for him to give us a good job?
神帮我的疾病医好了，我感谢神。
Do we only thank him for curing our diseases?
也就是说，从只是感谢我们现在外表生活上的事情，我们这样感谢神而已。
Do we only thank him for satisfying our livelihood?
我们却忽略了。神真正要感谢，我们要感谢他的目的是因为他将我们从罪恶当中赎出来的那个动作，我们要感谢他。
Have we ignored the redemption that he gave to us?
因为呢，如果没有被赎出来呢，我们的生活再好，我们事业再成功，我们的财富再多，健康再好 ，ending 最后的 ending 还是没有了，空的。
For if we are not being redeemed, no matter how successful, how healthy we are on earth, in the end, it's vanity.
所以我们在这边先做一个小小的结论。
And therefore, we can draw a little conclusion here.
今天我们说感谢神，我们要最重要而且最先的要感谢的就是神救了我。
Today, when we thank God, we have to thank Him primarily for the redemption.
神使我的生命改变了。
For He changed our life.
神使我的生命哈有了目的了。
He gave us a purpose to live day to day.
哦，这种感谢重要的，而且是非常这个基本的感谢哈。
And this is the fundamental way we should give thanks to God.
好，我们再下来继续看107篇。
Next, we should come back to Psalm 107 again.
好，这些赎民，也就是说像我们了哈，被赎出来之后，我们会不会遇到问题？
Now, those who are redeemed, would they face difficulties, challenges in their daily life?
好，来第四节。
Let's turn to verse 4.
第四节，他们哈，就是这些赎民，他们在旷野呢， 荒地漂流，寻不见可住的城邑。第五节，又饥又渴，心里发昏呢。
Verse 4 and 5 says they wander in the, well, in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Verse 5, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them.
我们看到、哦、赎民被赎出来的民呢会遇到这样的问题。
We can see even those redeemed ones, they faced challenges in their life.
好、哦、会在这个旷野会在这个荒地呢飘来飘去的。
For they are being drifting, wander in this wilderness.
引起的一个问题呢，就又饥又渴，心里发昏。
And as the result, they are hungry and thirsty.
今天在我们生活当中，其实也常常会有遇到这样的事情。
In our daily life, sometimes we face this situation.
什么是旷野？旷野是没有方向的。
Desert is somewhere where you cannot find a direction.
什么是旷野？旷野是找不到帮助的。
In the desert, you cannot find help.
所以会，你会没有方向，因此而飘来飘去了。
And without a direction, without help, you would be drifting.
我们看路德记。
Let's turn back to.
也是我们刚刚读过的哈，路德记。
To Book of Ruth.
路德记第一章。
Ruth chapter 1.
路德记第一章第一节就好了。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 1.
好，第一节，我们直接看荧幕哈，大家可以看到。士师秉政的时候呢，国中饥荒，对不对？在那个时候，犹大伯特利有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子呢，去了其他的地方了。我们可以看到非常清楚，人会碰到这样的问题。
We can see from verse 1 that they have faced this difficulty of a famine in the land.
今天的我们其实也会遇到饥荒。
This will happen to us today as well.
当我们在生活上面遇到困难的时候，其实就是生活上的饥荒了。
Whenever we face difficulties in life, we are likened to face this famine.
我们就会想办法要解决了。
And we, of course, will look for ways to have this resolved.
当我们办法想不到的时候，我们是会慌张，会混乱的，会混乱的。
And when we are out of choices, we may be fainted and we may be fall into a state of chaos.
我们会看到说这样的问题呢，其实在我们生活当中常常也都会发生。
And we will face this situation in our daily lives.
怎么办呢？
What do we do?
第六节，107篇第六节，诗篇。
Let's go back to Psalm 107.
这里告诉我们一个方法哦。
107 verse 6 tells us.
于是他们在苦难中哀求主，他从他们的祸患中搭救他们。
Says here that they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses.
我们要强调哈，在苦难当中哀求神。
Says here that they cry out to the Lord in their distresses.
今天其实我们在问题当中哈，有时候会缺少了哀求神这个动作。
For us, when we are falling into trouble, sometimes we forget to cry out to the Lord.
Cry out 很重要一个字哦。是的，我们会向神祷告。
Of course, we will pray to Him.
但是我们在祷告当中有没有到 cry out 就真的是呼求、哀求神的那样的心情
？However, do we really have the heart to cry out to Him?
因为我们常常会觉得自己手中还有办法。
For perhaps we think that there's still ways that we can try on our own.
对，我们会觉得自己还有一些想法可以我自己来做。
Maybe there are still methods or choices that we have.
所以神只是其中祷告，神只是其中一个方法而已。
And God is just one out of the options.
什么叫做这里圣经告诉我们什么叫哀求
？And in here, what does it mean by crying out loud?
哀求就是说我真的没办法了，只剩神而已。
To cry out means that God is the only viable option left.
所以当我们遇到了又饥又渴、心里发昏的时候。解决办法就是在祷告当中哀求神啊。
And therefore, when we are in distress, when we are in trouble, the only way that we can have this resolve is really to cry out to the Lord.
第六节是一个应许哈，哀求神，神就从祸患当中搭救我们。
And verse 6 here is actually a promise to us. When we cry out to Him, He will deliver us.
好，我们再继续看，我们再继续看第十节。
Let's continue with verse 10.
Verse 10, 哈，第十节，这些被赎人会遇到什么？第十节，那些坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，被困苦和铁链捆锁。
describe here those who sat in darkness, in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons.
我们看到这句哦，这样形容起来，听起来被赎的人遇到这样的问题，其实算是严重了哦，被锁起来在死因的这个黑暗中啊。
So here we can see even those who are redeemed could face such a situation.
好，十一节原因为什么？
Verse 11 tells us why.
是因他们违背神的话语，藐视至高者的旨意。
The reason is because they rebelled against the word of God and despised the counsel of the Most High.
今天被赎出来的人呢，一样会遇到什么死因的幽谷，一样会遇到困苦跟铁链的捆锁。
Here we can see even those who are redeemed could sat in the darkness, in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons.
刚刚读过十一节，非常简单的一个答案，为什么会遇到？
Verse 11 tells us why would they encounter such a trouble.
所以当我们看到这个时候呢，会需要想想我们自己哈。
When we read this verse, we should reflect on ourselves.
今天我们会觉得自己在黑暗中。
Do we feel like as if we are in the A shadow of death.
我们会有走不出去的现象。
Does it feel like we have been bounded and there's nowhere to find exit?
刚才翻译说 bounded 哈，有没有觉得真的是被铁链绑起来了？我已经无计可施了。
And does it feel like there's nothing else for us to do?
这个困难在我的面前比城墙还要高了。
And this trouble, this difficulty is like a giant wall right in front of us.
这个问题我根本跨不过去，因为这个问题呢，比那个洞比深渊还要再深了。
And this is indeed quite difficult because the pit is bottomless.
这个时候我们赶快想一件事，十一节的那件事。
And verse 11, it's something for us to ponder upon.
我们是不是违背了神的话语？
Did we encounter such a trouble because we rebel against him?
我们是不是藐视了至高者的旨意？
Do we despise the counsel of the Most High?
神的话语，至高者的旨意在哪里？
What is the word of the Most High?
就在这本圣经里。
It's all recorded in the Bible.
好，今天我们会常常觉得说，没关系，先把神的话放一边。
We may think that it's all right. Let's park the word of God on the side.
尤其当我们在做一些重要决定的时候
especially when we are making some crucial decisions.
也许是为了你的人生的下一步。
Maybe it's the next step in your life.
为你的家庭。
To make a choice for your family.
为了你自己的信仰。
To make a choice for your own faith.
好，我们会把神的话呢先放在一边再说。
Perhaps we may park the word of God on the side.
好，甚至藐视哈，就是不尊重了至高者的旨意。
And even to despise His word.
因为觉得没关系啦 ，It's okay, 没有关系的。
We may tell us it's okay that we are doing this on our own.
所以在下一步呢，我们就会常常会遇到困难挡在我们的面前。
And if we were to follow this path, we may be facing this giant difficulty.
是，那这个时候呢，我们就想想，我们是不是忽略了神的话？
And we have to reflect if we have despised the word of God.
好，那神有方法哈。
And what shall we do?
因为神爱我们。
Because He loves us.
我们是他赎出来的人。
And we are the redeemed ones.
所以他有方法呢，提醒跟教诲我们来。
And therefore, he has ways for us to follow to get us out of the trouble.
十二节
verse 12.
所以他用劳苦制服他们的心，他们扑倒，无人扶住。
So therefore, he brought them, he broke down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was no one to help.
好，这边讲到了哈，我们看那个中文的哈，劳苦制服他们的心哦。好，劳苦制服他们的心。
It says here, he used labor to tame their heart.
对，也就是说呢，用劳苦，用很 troublesome 很困难的，用很艰苦的方式呢，把这个人的心呢拉回来。
Therefore, this person must suffer hardship in order to turn his heart back.
把这个人的心拉回来做什么？再去尊重神的旨意。
And After this hardship, they will again honor the counsel of God.
对，不会 rebel 就不会再违背神的话语。
As a result, they will no longer go against the word of God.
所以今天我们这个背熟的人，有时候遇到问题，真的要朝这个方向去想一想。
And therefore, for us today, we are all redeemed. When we face trouble, we have to think this way.
所以当我们跪下来祷告的时候，我们会向神说：“主啊，求你移开我前面的困难。”
When we kneel down to pray, we may focus on the problem itself and say, "Lord, please remove this trouble from me."
对，当我们在这样跟神求的时候，我们反而要想想，我是不是在什么地方忽略了神。
And when we make such a request, we have to ponder on ourselves, either we have offended God.
是，那神用这样的问题呢，来叫醒我们的心。
And if God is using this trouble to turn our heart back to Him.
13节
Verse 13.
13节，这边告诉我们哈，跟刚才那个读的很像哈。于是他们在苦难中哀求主啊。
Verse 13 here says they cry out to the Lord in their trouble.
好，这个哀求也就是我们刚才讲的，在我们哀求主的时候，同时呢，让我们重新想到，重新去想，我在哪里忽略了神。
And when we cry out to God, we can self-reflect. Either we have gone against the word of God.
哎 ，promise 就来了，14节。
Verse 14 is the promise.
对，他从黑暗中、死荫中领他们出来，折断所有的绳索。
It says he brought them out of the darkness and shot of death and broke their chains in pieces.
所以我们看到了，这都有一些，应该是说，又这样说，有一些步骤了。
And we can see that there are some steps for us to follow.
好，这些属灵的步骤呢，我们事实上都要去完成它，这样子我们才真的合神的旨意。
Spiritually speaking, we have to follow the steps in order to satisfy God.
我们看到其实在圣经上哦，其实也都教我们，其实教导我们很多 step by step 一步一步来的事情。
In the Bible tells us a lot of occasions to some steps for to follow.
好，我会看到说，事实上神常常用什么？神提醒人哈，神提醒人有三种方式。
God has three different ways to warn someone.
一个就是用神的话，这本圣经提醒我们。
Number one is to use His word that is recorded in the Bible.
第二个。
Number two,
神会用我们身边的人来提醒我们。
He will use people around us to remind us.
好，第三个
，Excuse me. Number three,
神会用困难跟病痛来提醒我们。
He will use trouble and difficulties, sickness to remind us.
好，所以说，当我们应该说，我们觉得自己应该会用什么方法被神来提醒
？And in what way we may be reminded by God?
所以我们常常会提醒大家要常常读经哈。
And therefore we encourage everyone to study the Bible.
因为如果我们 follow， 如果我们真的遵守行出神的话语的话，那么这个方法其实是最轻松的了。
For if we were to understand the word from the scripture and follow it, then we may face less.Of the troubles.
可是我们通常觉得这个太轻松了，可能不太有意思哈。
However, we may not be as obedient.
所以我们会常常遇到问题、困难、病痛、健康的问题，其实这都是神在提醒我们。
And therefore, often we may face troubles in our health, in our daily lives, and these are reminders from God.
好，那神用旁边哦，神用我们身边的人呢提醒我们。
And He will use people around us to remind.
神要我们练习爱心哈，不比较不会放一个可爱的人在我们身边，比较不会哈。
When God wants us to be loving, He will not present someone who is lovable.
神要训练我们的爱心哦，要我们结出爱心的果子哈，这个耐心的果子哈，不会放一个一帆风顺的环境给我们，不会的。
When He wants us to have perseverance in our heart, He will not give us a smooth life.
对，因为这样子训练不出来的。
We would not be able to train for it.
这样子我们就不会被提醒而改进，成为神所希望的样子。
And if we are not being trained, we cannot be the shape and form that He wants us to be.
好，我们再看到第107篇第17节。
Let us read Psalm 107, verse 17.
17哈，再看另外一种。好，我们看到愚妄人呢，因自己的过犯呢和自己的罪孽呢，便受苦楚了。
Here says fools because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities were afflicted.
好，这句话讲得很清楚哈、哦。被赎的人呢，自己犯了错，自己的罪孽呢，就要受苦了。
It says here, the fools they suffer because of their own transgression.
好，这句话讲得很简单。
And this is quite simple.
好，十八节。
Verse 18.
我们看十八节哈、哦，我们可以说它是一个现象。
And verse 18 is what happens to these fools.
好，这些 fools 啊、哦。自己犯错，然后自己的罪孽呢，受苦之后呢，会什么？会出现十八节的哦，他们心里厌恶各样的食物，就临近死门。
And then, as a result, their soul abhorred all manners of food, and they drew near to the gate of death.
我们看到英文版哦，英文版说这边什么 ？Their soul 哈、哦，也就是说他们心里里面呢已经厌恶食物啊。
Here says their soul abhorred food.
不是我们平常吃的东西了，这绝对不是在讲这个哈、哦。
And this food may not be referring to the food that we eat.
这讲的说属灵的食物已经开始厌恶。
This may be referring to the spiritual food.
什么是属灵的食物
？What are the spiritual food?
神的话就是属灵的食物。
That is the word of God. That is the bread of life.
这样会在当这样的情况发生的时候，心里会厌恶神的话。
And when they have all these transgressions, they will start to abhor the word of God.
好，我们常常说，哎呀，现在如果被感染了，会有症状了，哈。
We know that when someone is contracted, they will have symptoms.
对 ，symptom. 其实这个就是十八节就是一个 symptom， 就是一个症状，开始会厌恶神的话。
And verse 18 is the symptom of someone who transgress against God.
是厌恶神的话呢，就开始会对，就会做神不爱的事情。
And when they start to abhor the word of God, they will start to do things that displease God.
好，就会 sin 哈，就会犯罪。
And therefore, they will start to sin against God.
就会 transgression， 就会犯错。
And they will start to have all kind of errors in their life.
好，那这样的情况呢，其实危险哦。你可以看到哈、哦，第十八节说会临近死门哦。
And verse 18 says they will be drawing near to the gates of death.
我们都知道，我们的神哈、哦、对罪是非常敏感的。
We know our God is really sensitive towards sin.
我们的神对于我们不听、厌恶他的话是非常讨厌的，应该是说非常厌恶的一件事情。
And he abhors those who doesn't follow his word.
所以这样会让我们什么？会让我们灵命哈，说哦，让我们灵命会靠非常靠近死门。
And says here, if someone was to do this, their soul would be near the gate of death.
好，所以今天呢，如果我们发现自己有这个现象
，And today, if we have such a phenomenon,
对，我们应该说症状哦。
If we have such a symptoms,
对，
yes.
自己要开始马上回头啊。
We have to remind ourselves to turn back from such a path.
来到十九节
，Let's read verse 19.
一样，苦难中哀求主。
And says there, they cry out to the Lord in their troubles.
所以我们在跪下来祷告的时候，我们真的要用，我们要用一颗开放的心哈、哦，向神祷告。
And therefore, when we kneel down and pray, we should open our heart.
主啊，我已经有开始厌恶你的话的现象。
Lord, do I start to go against your word?
主啊，我不愿意听到，我不愿意看到你的话告诉我这样做，我已经不喜欢了。
Do I start to abhor or dislike your word telling me to do this and that?
这个时候我们要哀求主说，主啊，你要把我拉回来，千万不要让我靠近死门呐。
When we have such symptoms, we should pray to the Lord to draw us back, draw us away from the gate of death.
好，当我们必须要这样属灵的敏感。
We have to have this spiritual sensitivity.
是不是？今天如果我们流了鼻水，有了咳嗽，就会觉得说，哎，自己是不是？有状况，对吗？
Today, if we start to sneeze and start to have coughs, we may think that we have symptoms.
属灵的方面也是这样。
Spiritually speaking, it is the same.
好，我们要及早发现呢，我们有这个症状。
We have to notice our symptoms.
好，然后求神来把我们拉回来。
And then we can pray to God to draw us away from this gate of death.
这个都不是讲的没有信主的人哦，哈，都不是哦。
And all this is are not referring to the unbeliever.
哦，是我们从第二节就看到，这都属民是主赎回来的人会出现的现象哦。
And from verse 2 we can see all these are symptoms of those who are redeemed.
好、哦，我们再来看另外一种。
Let's take a look at another verse.
23节。
Verse 23.
23节，在海上坐船，在大水中经营事务的。
says those who go down in the sea in the ship, who do business on great waters.
非常清楚，这告诉我们说，这些这样的人呢，事实上是在水中在做生意的人。
Says here that these people may be doing great business on the ship on the ship, great water.
对，在大海中，大海中什么是要靠着大海生活的人。
And when they are on the sea, they rely on the sea, on the water.
也就是说，海如果很顺，风如果很顺，他们就可以做很多的生意，经营嘛，哈，就可以做很多的 business 生意来说。
And therefore, if they have a smooth sailing, they can go about and do their business.
今天我们的生活其实也差不多是这，也是像这样子。
For us, our daily life is just like this.
是，尤其是我们的，不管是生意或是工作，其实都像这样。
No matter we work for our boss or we have our own business, it is the same.
在船上经营生意的人呢，必须要靠海。
For the fishermen, they have to rely on the sea.
对，海不能控制。
And they have absolutely no control over it.
今天我们在我们的生活当中，在我们的工作，在我们的生意当中，事实上其实也都很难控制，不是吗？
In our career, in our business, of course we cannot control everything, can we?
是，风吹草动的时候，我们很可能没有工作；风吹草动的时候，我们很可能生意就不见了。
We could be losing our job or losing our business any day.
25节。
Verse 25.
25节这边说了哈，因他一吩咐，狂风就起来，海中的波浪就扬起了。
25 says, for he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea.
这里很清楚告诉我们谁在控制，这个主在控制。
Here we can see who is in control.
这边说了嘛哈，他 command 哈，他一吩咐，风就起来了。
Verse 25 says, for he commands the sea.
26节。
Verse 26.
他们上到天空，下到海底，他们的心因祸患变消化了。
It says that they mount up to the heavens, they go down again, to the depths, and their soul, melts because of trouble.
我们看现在最应该是最 popular 哈，现在的问题，现在的疫情不就是上天下海开叫铺天盖地，全部都有吗？
Or we can see the pandemic is really wrapping us all around from above and from below.
不论你在什么地方
No matter where you are.
哦，使得什么？使得人都因为这样的患难哈，心都消化了 ，melting.
And because of these troubles, their heart melt.
好，今天的我们其实遇到的问题就像这样子而已，就像这个样子。
For us, our trouble is just like this.
我们会计划说自己可以做什么。做什么样的生意，我们可以计划，没有问题的。
We may have this great scheme of what we want to do.
但是他一吩咐，二十五节，他一吩咐，狂风就起。
Verse 25 here says, however, when he commands, raise this stormy wind.
一切事情都在主的掌握当中。
And he commands everything. He has control over everything.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
他们摇摇晃晃，东倒西歪，好像醉酒的人，他们的智慧无法可施啊。
27 says they read and fraud and stagger like a drunken man and they are at their wit's end.
今天的我们其实也就是这样而已嘛。
For us today, we're just like them.
是的，人都很聪明。
Of course, we have our wits.
是，我们都很有智慧，这个没有问题哈。
And we are smart.
但是无计可施了，不知怎么办。
However, we could be at our wit's end.
是不是就好像做这样子哦，被风吹来吹东倒西歪，好像醉酒的，也就是说已经没有方向了。
Just like those drunken men, they don't have any direction anymore.
好，二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十八节又回到那句话哦，苦难中哀求神。
We can see the same verse popping out again. They cry out to the Lord in their trouble.
在这个时候，我们唯一只有哀求神。
And when we are in the situation, the only thing that we can do is to cry out to Him.
是的，我们的智慧已经无可施了。
And yes, at this moment, we are at our wit's end.
我们清楚地知道，这一切狂风都是主你所吩咐的。
For we know all the trouble that we encounter are at the control of Lord.
所以这个时候，当我们跪下求主的时候，也是一个 cry out， 我没办法了，主啊，只有剩下你可以有办法。
And therefore, when we kneel down and pray, we should cry out to Him and saying, "Lord, only You can save me out of this trouble."
好，二十九节。
verse 29.
他会使狂风止息，波浪平静啊。
Says that he will calm the storm and so that its waves are still.
又告诉我们，这是又是一个应许。
Again, we can see a promise here.
所以今天我们被赎的人呢，我们其实在生活当中哈，都生活当中都会碰到刚才讲的那四样的情况。
And here in our daily life, we can see this four situations.
对，但是我们不可以忘记什么？我们不可以忘记那第二节。我们再看回去那第二节。
And we should not forget about verse 2.
我们为什么要称谢主？
Why should we give thanks to the Lord?
因为呢，我们是赎民，被救赎出来的。
Because we are the redeemed, and He redeemed us from the hand of the enemy.
我们感谢神，是因为呢，他救赎了我们。
We thank God because He saved us.
对，我们感谢神，不是因为他帮我们，他不是他帮我们单单从让我们身体变好了，让我们重新得工作，不是只有单单这样子。
We are not thanking him because he give us health and give us a smooth life.
因为要我们在感谢神当中有了属灵的眼光哈。
For when we thank him, we have to have this spiritual eyesight.
我们能够看透事情的真相，它的背后原因在哪里。
We have to know the reasoning behind the matter.
是，然后呢，把我们的精神哦，真的放在神的身上。
And then we can focus on God.
我们看保罗。
Let's take a look at Paul.
我们看保罗的使徒行传哈，在使徒行传当中的保罗。
Take a look at Book of Acts.
保罗呢，事实上在二十七章里面。
Book of Acts, chapter 27.
二十七章从十四节一路下来哈，差不多到四十几节的时候，都是讲到保罗要搭船嘛。
From verse 14 on, describe the situation of Paul.Embark on a ship.
On a ship, 哈、huh? ，好，我们抓一个重点来看，哈、huh?。
Let's take a look at verse.
我们都知道，我们看到了说，在这几节当中，说明了说保罗那条船呢，遇到了很大的风浪，而且非常危险呐、
啊。We can see that this ship run into a shipwreck.
好，二十节
，verse 20,
后半段最后那边，哈、huh? ，讲到说，他们认为说，他们得救的指望都绝了啦。
Here says that they have no more hope to be saved.
二十一节一开始。
In the beginning of verse 21.
众人多日已经没有东西可以吃了。
Here says they have not have food for many days.
我们看二十二节。
Go to verse 22.
二十二节保罗讲到了一个重点。
Here Paul told them.
现在我还劝你们放心。
Here I urge you to take heart.
放什么心？
Why should they be relaxed?
因为马上就要死了，马上要沉船了。
Because their life is at the verge of being lost.
对，已经没指望了。
And they have no more hope indeed.
为什么同样在船上的保罗可以告诉所有人说，你们放心呐、啊、
How can Paul, who is on the same ship, tell them to take heart?
我们看到保罗看到什么？我们看保罗看到什么？
What is the Paul saying that they are not seeing?
对，我们看到保罗看到是神的应许，神的 promise 哈。
For Paul here can see the promise of God.
对，神说这船的人没有一个人会丧失生命。
For God told him that none of the life on the ship could be lost.
虽然外面风风雨雨这么的危险。
Oh, despite of the dangers around them.
但是保罗说，我劝你们放心。
And Paul told them to take easy.
所以今天我们要把心放哪里？我们要把心放在神的身上。
And therefore, today we have to rely on God.
哦，我们才能够不损失什么？不损失我们属灵的生命哦。
So that our spiritual life may not lost.
所以我们要感谢神什么？我们要感谢神说保守我这个属灵的生命。
And therefore, we have to pray to God to preserve our spiritual life.
哦，因为呢，我们常常会把哈，我们会常常会将这个救恩，十字架的救恩，当成解决问题的一个工具。
For oftentimes we may use this salvation on the cross as a way for us to get out of a trouble.
Trouble 哈，你可以看到说，当这个问题解决之后，我们会把十字架放到一边去。
And whenever we are out of the wood, we will put this cross on the side.
因为问题解决了。
For the problem in front of us has been resolved.
什么问题？我们眼前看到问题解决了。
which is the problem right in front of us.
但是我们要知道十字架的功能是救赎我灵命的功能。
However, we have to understand that this cross is there to save our soul.
不是解决我们生活问题的功能。
It's not there to save our trouble from our daily lives.
好，我们看到是的，使徒们门徒们可以医病，可以赶鬼。主耶稣说：“你们不要为这些事情开心呐。”
And therefore, we can see that disciples has the power to cast out the demon and to heal sickness.
对，主耶稣说：“不要为这个事情开心哦。”
However, Jesus told them that don't be happy about this.
对，你要 happy 什么？你要开心什么？你的名字被记在生命册上而开心。
You have to rejoice because your name is recorded on the book of life.
是告诉了我们说，神的救赎、神的大能，最主要是要维持我们的救恩，这才是最大重点。
For the salvation of God is to save our soul.
所以我们常常哈、我们有时候会twisted 哈、会扭曲这个耶稣基督救我们的目的。
Oftentimes we will have this.Twisted understanding as what is the purpose of this salvation?
是，我们会常常为了自己的腓立比书讲过，我们会常为了自己的肚子着想。
In Philippians tell us that often we only think about our stomach.
对，什么意思？感觉的，会让觉得肚子吃饱的感觉。
We may feel okay when we are fed.
对，会觉得今生的需求够了，哎，我觉得信主有效果。
When the necessity of our livelihood are being fulfilled, then we are satisfied already.
我们就把基督耶稣哈，基督在十字架上的救恩呢 ，twisted， 把它已经扭曲了哈。
And if we have this mentality, we have twisted his salvation on the cross.
在我们的生活里面，是的，要很多计划，这是一定的。
And yes, of course, we have to have plans for our daily life.
但是我们常常哈，我们要以我们的生命哈。来看我们的人生。
However, we have to look at our lives based on our end goal.
因为生命谁给的？生命是神给的。
For our life, it's coming from God.
所以我们生命哈，我们这个人的高跟低哈，位肥高跟低，事实上就是呢，神要在我们的生活上面，让我们表现出来对神的指望上的高跟低哈。
We may be facing up and falls in our life, and this is to reflect on our faith.
所以换句话，我们要生命去追求神。
We have to use our life to pursue after God.
用我们的一生哈。
To use every day of our life.
因为呢，人到最后哈，最后只剩下什么？只能剩下一套衣服。
For in the end, what do we possess? It's only what we wear.
好，到最后入棺材的时候，也只有多一套衣服。
In the day that we lay on the coffin, all we have is what we wear.
所以今天神给我们的生命。
And therefore, God gave us life today.
我们要努力的去追求认识神，要像神。
And we have to use this opportunity to pursue after God to be more like Him.
今天神给我们生命。
Today, God give us life.
不是单单让我们看得到的事情平安而已，不是只有这样子。
It's not to pursue after our successes.
对，我们也不是单单只有因为神给我们的平安而感谢神，不是只有这样哈。
We are not to thank Him only for those things that He gave us.
我们应该看透问题的本身，去感谢神什么？感谢神真的救赎了我的生命。
We have to see through the trouble and to see that God has indeed saved our soul.
这样我们才能够 always 总是感谢。
And in doing so, we can give Him thank always.
我们不会因为问题没解决，哎呀，我不，神没有对我很好。
We will not be disappointed at Him because we are facing trouble.
好，我们不会因为这样子在感谢神当中都会在最后加一个但是。
We will not thank Him and then have this but.
对，好，我们常会听到哈，好不好？好，感谢神，但是怎么样？
We often hear someone saying, "Thank God, I'm doing well, but."
对，因为表面的事情还没解决啊，怎么能说感谢神呢
？Because they still have this trouble in their life. Of course, they will not thank God fully.
好，所以我们今天说称谢神呢，一定是要称谢神呢，救赎了我们这条灵魂。
And therefore, when we thank God, we have to really thank Him for saving our soul.
这样我们才会很珍惜。
And in doing so, we will cherish His love.
不论你是从小信主或是后来信主，都一样。
Doesn't matter either you are born into this faith or you come to believe later on.
好，所以在目前这么疫情这么高涨的时候。
In the midst of the pandemic,
好，我们真的要重新想一想我们生命跟价值观。
We have to reflect on our value systems.
对，我们是不是因为这样的疫情呢，有所改变了？
Have our mentality been changed because of the pandemic?
好，让我们如何来面对未来，如何活出一个基督徒的样子？
How do we face tomorrow and how do we live like a Christian?
而且这个基督徒样是神救赎我们以后的基督徒的样子。
And a Christian that has been born again.
我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
我们唱诗第394首。
Let's sing hymn 394.